This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and today we're going to do a special broadcast about solar power. And specifically, we're going to be talking about how to choose the correct type and size battery for your solar system. And it's quite important because the batteries are a major, major component of your solar system. And if you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call. 2 hours today. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Rhodes Carter. He's a system designer at Iron Edison Battery Company, ironedison.com, ironedison.com. And I'm going to give you their phone number so that if you decide that you'd like to call them at some time after the broadcast or even during the broadcast, you may. 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. Rhodes Carter, welcome.
It's a pleasure to be on the show again today.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to hear your voice. You know, Rhodes, I was thinking this morning. I was in the shower and I thought, wow, what devices have I touched? You know, that are electrically driven. You know, this morning, and the alarm clock. It tells me what time it is. I don't watch TV, but I'm sure a lot of people get up in the morning and one of the first things they do is hit the on button for the television. And the shower, I was in the shower, and there's a well pump that provides the water. And we have an outdoor wood furnace that heats the water with wood, but there's a circulator pump that makes that happen. That's electrically powered. And some people use an electric toothbrush. And then there's the toaster, the refrigerator, coffee makers. Some people have cell phones and they have cell phone chargers. Some people use notebook computers or desktop computers or tablet computers, and they all run on electricity. And then there's the telephone and the lights. And that's just the tip of the what we use electrically. And that's even before we go to work. And so I was thinking about that and how dependent we are on electricity. And then for those who are like-minded like us, we may want to be less dependent on the system for electricity. And so I am. I want to be as independent from the power grid as possible. Because if the grid goes down, I wouldn't have any water. I wouldn't have any heat. The refrigerator wouldn't work if I didn't have an alternative energy system, a solar-powered system. And I wanted to share something with you, Rhodes, that, back in the 1990s, and this is germane to our discussion today about the types of batteries and the size of batteries. So a lot of us are interested in solar power. And so what I did was I purchased two 85-watt solar panels, and at the time they were fairly large. And I hooked them up to a 12-volt battery bank. And what those batteries were, I went to Sam's Club and I bought four tractor-trailer truck batteries. And these batteries are well over 100 pounds. And they have two handles, and it takes two people to carry one. They're huge. They're about three times the size of a pickup truck battery. So I got four of those, and I wired them in parallel, and I hooked them up to a 12-volt charger, and I aimed these panels directly at the sun at the best angle I could find, and I charged these batteries for several days. And what I found out was that one full day's sunlight, optimum sun, that was before global dimming, one full day of sunlight provided one half a day of running just the kitchen refrigerator. So the point of this discussion, Rose Carter, is that we absolutely positively need to know what kind of batteries we should consider for our system, what size, and think about how long they'll last. Because those four truck batteries, which were about $100 a piece back then, and maybe $119 each, lasted for 1 year, and they were absolutely positively shot. So the point is, if you think you can go to Sam's Club and pick up batteries from the automotive area and hook them up to your solar system, it'll work just great for a really short time. And the cost of ownership for that time is very high, because the batteries don't last worth a darn. So, Rhodes, what do you think about what I just said?
I'm surprised the refrigerator lasted that long with those batteries. Truck batteries like that, they're what's called a shallow cycle. They're designed to deliver a lot of amps in a very short period of time to start an engine. They're not really designed to do a deep discharge that you would do to, say, power your refrigerator for, you know, hopefully more than half a day. So you were using the battery in a way it was not designed, first of all, and that's the reason that they only lasted a year or so, is because you were deeply discharging them on, you know, a daily basis, potentially, and that'll just wreck a battery, especially a lead battery like what that was.
And it absolutely did. And, you know, this was something that I was experimenting with to see how all of this worked firsthand. And back in the 90s, there was not a lot of information about solar systems and how to connect them and depth of discharge. I mean, there was some information, but it wasn't as readily available as it is now. So I experimented, and I have firsthand experience of what not to do.
And it was a great lesson, and it sounds like you did learn from that.
I was bruised about $500 deep as a result of just that simple lesson. So, Rhodes, there are a number of different types of batteries that are available today, and there's the lead acid, and there's the lithium, and then there's the lithium iron phosphate and the nickel iron. Why don't we spend this segment, and maybe we're going to bleed into next segment, talking about those types of batteries.
Sure. Well, you know, the lead acid battery, just like the truck batteries you had, they are, you know, really the standard right now in the off-grid solar world, mainly because they are mass-produced, thanks in part to the automotive industry. You know, they are a relatively inexpensive battery, but as you experience, they don't last very long, especially if you don't use them the way they're designed, which was, you know, you're a perfect example of that. Lead-acid batteries, you can typically get about 5 years of life out of them. That's if you only discharge them 30, maybe 50%. You're only going to use, you know, the top third, maybe the top half of their capacity, and that's it. If you discharge them deeper than that, which I assume is what you were doing back in the 90s, you significantly decrease their life expectancy. You know, if you discharge them down to maybe 80% or more, which is probably what you were doing,
absolutely,
you know, you're going to get a few hundred cycles, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Now, why is that? Do we know why, if you take your batteries down to a discharge level that's too low, below 50% for lead acid batteries, do we know why that causes them to have a short life expectancy? Is it the sulfation?
There's actually a chemical reaction that takes place in the battery. You're storing electrical energy as chemical energy and then converting that chemical energy back to electrical energy. And in a lead-acid battery, that technology, the chemical reaction that takes place when you discharge the battery is not 100% undone when you recharge the battery. So the deeper you discharge it, the more is left over, if you will, in that cycle. And that leftover unrealized chemical reaction accumulates over time. The deeper you discharge it, the bigger that gap is or that deficiency, and that's what effectively kills the battery.
And I was in AutoZone a couple days ago, the auto parts store, getting some auto parts, truck parts for our farm. And I also stopped at O'Reilly's, which is another chain of auto parts stores. And then I also went to another store, and I looked at the price of lead-acid batteries. Now, I remember back in the 90s, I could go to Walmart and buy an inexpensive lead-acid battery for around $30-something dollars, let's say $35, maybe $37. And I could go up to a better quality, maybe, a larger capacity within the same group size for another $10. And if I wanted to buy the best of the best of the best that they had, it would be like in the $50 neighborhood, maybe $60, between $50 and $60. Now, those batteries are a truck battery that I would buy for a diesel pickup truck would be $130 to $140. And so we're seeing the price of batteries increase, the ones that are lead acid. Are you seeing the same thing in with lead acid batteries in your world?
I think if there's any price increase, it's probably just due to inflation. I don't think there's really that much of an increase in the price beyond that, just from what I have seen.
Okay. Now, in Missouri, there's a company that has shut down its refining process. It's the Doe Run Company, maybe 150 miles from our farm. And they decided that they were going to yield to the government because the government said that they were causing problems with their manufacturing process, their refining process, smelting process. So they literally shut down. And they were one of the largest, if not the largest, lead refiners in the country. So, yeah, but we recycle batteries. And I don't think too much of the lead goes back into the landfill, but from batteries anyway. But I was just wondering what your experience was. So look at the lead. Go ahead.
As you said, lead is it lead acid batteries. We are dealing with very toxic materials, and I agree. Most, if not all, of it is recovered, mainly just due to core charges they have with lead acid batteries. But you're dealing with lead and sulfuric acid. It is certainly not an ideal situation for the environment.
Right, and you certainly don't want to breathe the fumes from the sulfuric acid. No question about it. So let's talk a little bit about the number of cycles that one of these lead-acid batteries would allow and maintenance. We'll be right back.
Lead-acid batteries, depending on the depth of discharge and the manufacturer.
Everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Rose Carter's with us, IronEdison.com. And we've been talking about lead-acid batteries, and we're going to continue the discussion for the full 2 hours today about how to select the batteries and the correct type and size for your system. Rhodes, the lead-acid batteries are relatively inexpensive, and how long in terms of cycles, how many cycles will these batteries last?
Lead-acid batteries, you can see maybe 1,000 to 2,000 cycles, depending on the depth of discharge and the manufacturer of the battery. Now, again, if you discharge it maybe to 30%, you're going to see more cycles. But if you take it to 50%, even lower, the life expectancy is going to diminish pretty significantly.
And when you say cycles, please tell us what you mean by
a cycle is a charge-discharge cycle. So that's discharging the battery down to whichever level you determine appropriate and then charging it back up to full again.
Okay. All right. And what about maintenance? What kind of maintenance is typically required for a lead-acid battery?
There's several kind of subcategories of lead acid batteries. There's the flooded lead acid, which are typically the most cost effective, but they do require the most amount of maintenance. They're the ones, similar to the older car batteries where you had to check the water in them periodically, pop the vent caps off and top them off. You also have to do equalization charges on flooded lead acid batteries periodically because each cell in the battery will get out of balance, and that just brings them all back into balance with each other. There's also sealed or AGM batteries that don't require any maintenance, but their life expectancy is a little bit less and their price is a bit more.
Okay, so when you talk about a flooded battery, what you're talking about is what most of us would think of as the car battery under the hood or the truck battery under the hood of our light truck, the ones with those caps that we used to pop the caps off and check the electrolyte level, correct?
That's correct. The batteries that were typically in cars, 10, 20 years ago, most modern cars are using sealed AGM batteries, so there's no maintenance required. But, the older, let's say the 20th century cars that you had to pop the vent caps off and check the water periodically, that's the same batteries we're talking about.
Okay. Now, when we talk about the battery bank, if you will, that component or that part of the solar system, as a percentage, if we say the cost of the whole system, the solar panels, the charge controller, the inverter, and the batteries, if that were to equal 100%, and the wiring and so forth, if that were to equal 100%, what percentage would we expect a properly sized battery bank to be?
Depending on the battery type you get, it could be anywhere from a third to maybe 60% of the price of all the materials. I'm not including labor, permitting, things like that, just the materials. It could be, 30 to 60%.
Okay. And the reason I wanted to ask that question is so that we get a feel for why this is so important, because we could be talking more than half of the cost of the system could be just the battery bank. Let's talk about the alternative chemistry that's available within batteries. There's several types besides the that lead acid, that basic type that we've known about for as long as we've been operating motor vehicles. What other choices do we have?
Lead has been kind of the standard, but people are just getting sick and tired of replacing the batteries every 5 years, so there's been a lot of interest in different battery types. Lithium is probably the new hot category for batteries these days. Lithium has been used in small portable electronics for a number of years now, and they're just kind of becoming mainstream in the larger scale home energy storage category. Beyond that, there's also a nickel iron battery that we provide at Iron Edison. On the other end of the spectrum, it's a very old technology, but it's a very rugged, robust, and long-lived battery. It's a technology that was invented over 100 years ago by Thomas Edison. He spent a good portion of the first half of the 20th century developing and refining this. It's, like I said, a phenomenal, almost indestructible battery. There's some nickel iron batteries from Thomas Edison that were built around World War II that are still functioning today. Nickel iron is really catching on in public awareness and popularity just because of the long life it has.
I was at an automotive museum of antique cars, and I saw I believe it was a 1906 car, an electric car, and I believe it used that that iron or nickel iron battery. I really believe it. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rhodes Carter's with us, IronEdison.com. Rhodes, I found an article about that that electric car, and here, let me just read a paragraph to you. Baker Motor Vehicle Company was an American manufacturer of brass-era electric automobiles in Cleveland, Ohio, from 1899 to 1914. The first Baker vehicle was a two-seater with a selling price of $850. One was sold to Thomas Edison as his first car. Edison also designed the nickel iron batteries used in some Baker electrics. The batteries have extremely long lives, with some still in use today. Interesting. So that's the vehicle that I saw, and it was an iron Edison type battery. nickel.
Yes, actually, there are a couple cars I know of in Jay Leno's car collection. He's got a couple of the Detroit Electrics from that general era as well. Original batteries, and he drives them around periodically.
My understanding is that we really don't know how long the nickel iron batteries will last because they're still going.
They will keep going.
Mm-hmm. And so why don't we talk about the different types of lithium batteries, and then we'll get into the nickel iron.
There are six different types, right? There are. You know, a lot of people just know the term lithium ion and think that's just one particular battery. But actually, the term lithium ion is actually kind of an umbrella that encompasses right now six different lithium chemistries. The most common one that people probably are most familiar with, even though they don't know the actual name of it, is the lithium cobalt chemistry. It is what's commonly used in a lot of portable electronics. And has been used in some larger scale things in the not so distant past. The advantages to lithium cobalt is it has the highest energy density of all the lithium chemistries, which that means for the same amount of energy capacity, it's the smallest physical battery. Now, the drawbacks to that are that because of that high energy density, it brings in a level of instability. And that's really what has put that particular battery in the forefront of the news and really kind of given it a bad reputation. The hoverboard toy that was popular a couple years ago and has now been, I think, completely recalled because they just spontaneously catch on fire. The latest airliner that came out a couple years ago, its deployment was delayed a little bit due to battery problems, what we affectionately call a thermal event. That's really what's given lithium a bad reputation, and all those are in the lithium cobalt chemistry. That is specifically why at Iron Edison we decided to go with a different type of lithium battery, the lithium iron phosphate. The energy density isn't quite as high as the lithium cobalts, but it has a much better safety record. It is the safest of all of the lithium battery chemistries out there. You know, as you already know, the lithium cobalts, they could potentially break out into an unextinguishable fire, you know, that cannot be put out in the event of a catastrophic failure. Lithium iron phosphate, on the other hand, in the event of a catastrophic failure, that battery chemistry will just produce steam, and that's it. So, you know, when it comes to a home solar system battery, you know, it's really ideal to have something that couldn't just potentially catch on fire and potentially even burn your house down.
You know, as you say this, Rhodes, you know, what comes to mind is many of us may end up putting the battery bank in our garage, and we may have the you know, the electronics, the charge controller, and the inverter in the garage as well. And right next to that might be, you know, our automobile or our light truck or two automobiles, and the lawnmower and the gas can. So now we've got a situation where we absolutely want to avoid having the batteries catch on fire spontaneously.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, safety is paramount, especially in an off-grid situation where if you have some type of fire and the fire department is, you know, they're not 20 or 30 minutes away. They might be, you know, hours or days away, and your home will be knocked down to a pile of ash, and that's certainly something we don't want to experience.
In our neighborhood, the fire department is referred to as a foundation saver. So
a lot of truth to that, I bet.
Well, you know, they're classified from, I think, level 9 down to level 1, 9 being the worst, and we're right there at 9. So, yeah.
Another level of being self-sufficient. You need to be able to deal with any situation yourself.
Sure. And that's why we put a pond next to the house so that we would have water for a truck to pump water and, you know, put out a fire. So, yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah, please continue with the discussion on the lithium iron phosphate battery.
Yeah, so that is a big advantage of it, is the safety factor. As I said, of the six different lithium battery chemistries out there under the lithium ion umbrella, lithium iron phosphate is certainly the safest. It's also very economical as well in the grand scheme of things. Lithium batteries in general, they're very popular these days because of again, their energy density. It's a very small physical footprint. Both size and weight compared to older lead-acid batteries or even our nickel-iron batteries. In general, this can vary a little bit, but in general, a lithium battery with the same capacity will be about one quarter of the physical size and weight of other flooded wet batteries. Another big advantage to them is it's a completely sealed, maintenance-free battery. Unlike the lead-acid batteries we were talking about, where you have to check the water levels and top them off periodically and do other maintenance, none of that is involved with lithium batteries whatsoever. Literally, you install it and you forget about it. You will probably never touch the battery again. Just utilize its capabilities to power your home.
Mm-hmm. And what about the operating range, the temperature operating range?
That is a limitation with lithium batteries, and this goes across the board for all lithium batteries. They need to be stored above 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Reason being, if you try to charge a lithium battery below freezing or 32 Fahrenheit, you can permanently damage the battery. So a lithium battery, it needs to be inside. The garage maybe, depending on the climate and how cool it gets in the garage, but typically a lithium battery in your off-grid home, you'd want to put in a mechanical room or something like that. There's no venting or anything like that to worry about. So if you wanted to, you could even have it be a display feature in your living room. I worked with a customer not too long ago who was building a tiny home, and of course, space is very limited in tiny homes, so he literally made a coffee table out of it.
How clever. And that's and you can only do that because it's a non-vented battery. Now, with a lead-acid battery, you could not do that, correct?
That's correct. Lead-acid batteries, and really most, if not all, of the batteries in the flooded wet category, when they're charging, they're going to be off-gassing some various gases. Could be, sulfuric acid with a lead-acid battery. Our nickel-iron batteries, they're going to be off-gassing some hydrogen and a little bit of oxygen. So those batteries, they need to be in a vented area. Ideally, we would put them in a battery box of some type and vent them outside. I've even known some people with our nickel iron batteries, because they have such a broad temperature range, they'll actually put a little shack on the side of their house outside and put the batteries outside just to deal with the venting issues.
Okay. So how, let's get into the nickel iron battery. And that's the one that is not as well known, but I believe you feel it's gaining in popularity.
It is. Iron Edison started off selling just the nickel-iron batteries, and our business has literally exploded based on our nickel-iron sales. It is gaining a lot of public awareness and popularity just due to the characteristics and features of it. Lithium is great because it's the new kind of high-tech thing, but if you want tried, true, proven, reliable, long-lasting battery solution, nickel is really something worth considering. As we said earlier, it's a 100-plus-year-old technology that works very well and lasts a long time. With our nickel-iron batteries, we promote 11,000 cycles as the life expectancy. But, as we discussed earlier with these batteries from, the early 20th century still functioning today, you're probably going to get more than 30 years of life or 11,000 cycles. It's literally will be the last battery you buy if you choose that for your off-grid home.
Mm-hmm. And when you have one of these, do you renew them by just changing the electrolyte?
Yes, that is actually a nice thing about the nickel iron batteries, is you can refurbish them or rejuvenate them. We recommend about once every 10 years to replace the electrolyte in the nickel iron batteries. That'll bring them back to almost brand new condition. And if you do an electrolyte replacement every decade or so, you could get, dozens and dozens of years of life out of this battery.
Mm-hmm. And when I think about this, I think about, you know, changing the fluid or the electrolyte in the battery. Is there a danger with the electrolyte of a nickel iron battery, or is it safer than, let's say, the sulfuric acid of a lead acid battery?
It is technically considered a hazardous material, but it is definitely not the sulfuric acid you see in a lead acid battery. The electrolyte in a nickel iron battery is actually an alkaline based instead of acidic with the sulfuric acid. It's just distilled water with potassium hydroxide and a little bit of lithium hydroxide as a preservative. So it is technically a hazardous material, but when it comes time to do an electrolyte replacement, the old electrolyte can be disposed of at recycling centers that take other household chemicals.
Okay. And what about the depth of discharge for the nickel iron batteries compared to, well, the lead acid, you know, we talked about. We don't want to take them down too low because, you know, 30% to 50% below that, you damage the battery. How about the depth of discharge for the nickel iron batteries?
80% depth of discharge or even better than that. You're not going to hurt them by discharging them that deep.
So actually you get more storage, usable storage capacity with the nickel iron based on the ampere hour rating, right, than lead.
You do. So you'd actually need a smaller battery for the same usable capacity with nickel iron.
Yeah, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
What?
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, quick update. There's a gun show in Springfield, Missouri, RK Gun Shows, starting August 13th and ending August 14th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds in Springfield, Missouri. So if you'd like to attend, maybe we'll get a chance to see each other at the RK Gun Show this weekend. Rhodes Carter's with us. Rhodes, we're talking about the nickel iron battery, and what about the maintenance of the nickel iron battery?
There is some maintenance required with nickel iron batteries, not nearly as much as with lead acid, though. The maintenance, because it is a flooded, wet battery, we do have to monitor and top off the electrolyte with distilled water. We typically recommend to at least check it once a month, and depending on how you're using it, you'll need to top them off maybe every 1 to 4 months, possibly even longer intervals than that. Checking the electrolyte is much easier than with lead acid batteries. Lead acid, you've got to take the vent cap off and get a flashlight and literally peer down a little hole and try and figure out where the water levels are. With nickel iron, we've designed it with a translucent case or jar. So literally, you just look at the side of the battery and there's a giant minimum and maximum fill line. You can see exactly where the levels are. So you can check an entire battery bank of nickel irons in about 5 seconds.
Great. So you just eyeball it across the, if they're on a rack or a shelf, you just look across there and you can visually inspect it very, very quickly. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's all you need to do. And unlike the lead acid batteries, nickel iron batteries, you do not need to do any equalization charge, or you also do not need to be checking the specific gravity. So maintenance with lead acid is quite intensive. I mean, you can, you know, block out, you know, depending on the size of your battery bank, you know, a couple hours a month to take care of your lead acid batteries, where with the nickel irons, you know, you check them once a month in about 10 seconds, and to top them off with water, if you want to do the, you know, gallon jug and funnel method, it might take, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, or if you want, we also provide a watering cart and gun, where you have this special gun that goes in the vent cap at the top, and it's very similar to filling up your car. You just put the nozzle in, pull the trigger. When it's full, it shuts off automatically.
That's really neat. Now, do you recommend for your customers that they have a room for the nickel iron batteries with a positive pressure ventilation or a battery box, or can these be put in the garage, you know, along the wall? How do you recommend we install them?
Well, as we said before, the nickel-iron batteries do produce or off-gas hydrogen when they're charging, because we're basically splitting water molecules, and that hydrogen needs to be dealt with. The last thing we want is to have hydrogen build up in your home somewhere and have your home become the Hindenburg. So we definitely want to have a battery box. Typically, you know, people will build a box out of maybe quarter-inch plywood, even plexiglass. It doesn't need to be structural. It just needs to contain that hydrogen. And then typically just a 3-inch PVC pipe at the top of the box going outside to vent that hydrogen out. We also provide an inline 12-volt fan that you can put in that 3-inch PVC pipe to circulate the air, and that's really all you need for venting.
Okay. Now, Rose, as you were discussing this, I was thinking about what would the cost be if we said the least expensive would be, I guess that would be the lead acid. If that were a cost of one unit, what would the cost of the lithium ion iron phosphate battery be, and what would be the cost of the nickel iron battery?
What I have found for comparable capacity, usable capacity, a nickel iron battery can be maybe 1.5 to 2 times the price of a lead acid battery solution. However, the nickel iron battery is a lifetime battery as opposed to a 5-year battery with lead acid. Okay. Lithium. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the lithium iron phosphate battery, what would that be?
It can fluctuate depending on the size, but in the same general price range as nickel, maybe a little bit more.
Okay, very good. We come back. Let's talk about how much battery capacity do we need, and let's size our battery bank so that we get the right size, and talk about the inverter sizing and so forth. So here we're going to build the battery bank and the system to go with it. Rose Carter's with us, ironedison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from ironedison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of ironedison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our ironedison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at ironedison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't.
Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.